This is a data lead dictating his physical patient name. Gray, G-R-A-Y, Janet, J-A-N-E-T. Date of birth 5/27/1951. Place, Wicherkey, Charles Village. Date of service 2/25/2024. Patient seen today, initial history and physical. A comprehensive evaluation done. History of present illness. This is 72-year-old female. She was admitted to John Hopkins Bayview Hospital Medical Center. Patient has a known history of gastric bypass, internal hernia, status post exploratory laparotomy 2019, bowel ischemia 2022, status post resection, gastric perforation with open wound to the anterior abdominal wall, hypertension, hypothyroidism. She presented on February 11 with abdominal pain. Patient has a chronic abdominal pain as a baseline. She was also complaining of constipation, anal fissure, and multiple intra-abdominal surgeries. With the exploratory laparotomy reduction of internal hernia in 2019, prolonged admission with multiple surgeries, with the bowel resection, reconstruction, history of peg placement, tracheostomy. She has been admitted to Union Memorial Hospital for C. diff. And seen in BMC emergency room in December, and acute and chronic abdominal pain. CT showed multiple dilated small bowel and CT showed dilated small bowel anastomosis with upstream dilatation of the remnant stomach without proximal Rous limb dilatation. Decompressed distally seen by surgeon without intervention. Patient was discharged with Miralax, sitz bath, and dilatation cream. Deltaism, DIL, deltaism cream, not dilatation. Deltaism cream. In this context, patient presented with 1 month worsening abdominal pain and diarrhea. She endorsed DARS 2, decreased fever intake, fatigue, abdominal pain, and increased foul smelling drainage from the chronic abdominal wound. She was afebrile. Hypotensive, blood pressure 90/60, CT finding similar to the prior dilated loops. Initial lab notable hemoglobin 5.5, creatinine 2.08, lactic acid. Was monitored, patient admitted, acute and chronic abdominal pain, previous history of ischemic bowel disease, with malodorous discharge, and constipation, hemorrhoid, CKD, anemia. Patient was managed in the hospital. IV fluid. Lactic acid became normal. There was no sign of infection, no UTI. General surgery consulted, and they trimmed the mesh around the edges of the wound so that edges were no longer exposed. She reported abdominal pain that was having at the time of admission significantly improved. Culture negative and antibiotic initially started, they were discontinued. Patient was initially started with vancomycin, cefepime, and metronidazole, subsequently stopped. Patient GI was consulted because of abdominal pain. She was not able to tolerate bowel prep. Therefore, GI performed phylaxic and EGD on February 19 to assess rectal causes and proximal causes of abdominal pain. EG demonstrated clean and marginal ulcer, gastroduodenous anastomosis area, 5 cm pouch contained old pills, phylaxic might demonstrate anal fissure and multiple 30-grad internal hemorrhoid. As per GA, rectal pain is most likely from the anal fissure and hemorrhoid. H. pylori negative. They said do not give non-steroidal continue PPI, sucralfate, and recommended follow-up. CKD, IV hydration given, diarrhea improved, anemia, iron level was normal, hypothyroidism, levothyroxine and maintained levels monitored bilaterally, crusty eyes with conjunctivitis, continue peer and cold compression, depression, they advised to continue Prozac. Blood pressure was stabilized and patient PTOT done. They recommended subacute rehab. Patient was transferred to rehab, future care. Past medical history, as I mentioned, number one, gastric bypass, number two, internal hernia, status post exploratory laparotomy 2019, status post bowel ischemia 2022, status post resection, gastric perforation, open wound, anterior abdominal wall, abdominal wall, hypothyroidism, and chronic abdominal pain, multiple hospitalization in different hospital, previous history of tracheostomy that has resolved and improved, history of PEG placement that has resolved and improved, depressive disorder, medication upon discharge, fluoxetine 20 mg daily, multivitamin daily, omeprazole. They were advised to discontinue, but they advised she used to be on fluoxetine, omeprazole, and they advised to stop. Hospital recommended lansoprazole 30 mg daily, melatonin 6 mg daily, oxycodone 2.5 mg every 4 hour PRN, Tylenol 650 by mouth, Q 6 hour, amlodipine 10 mg daily, vitamin C 250 mg, 2 tablet daily, Biscardol suppository 10 mg daily, PRN, Colace. Colecalciferol 1000 units daily, cyanocobalamin 500 mg daily, diltiazem / lidocaine cream 2-5% apply 3 times daily to the anal area. Anal area diltiazem / lidocaine cream 3 times a day. Docusate as advised 100 mg daily, folic acid 1 mg daily, levothyroxine 150 mcg daily. Loperamide, PRN for diarrhea, Miralax 17 gram daily, if developed constipation, Senacot, 2 tablet, BID, Simethicone 80 mg, TID. These are the hospital recommendation medications. As per discharge summary, Carafate 1 gram, 4 times a day. Through a system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, congestion, GI, no vomit, and diarrhea. Patient has an anterior abdominal wound that is healing, dressing in place, neuronosyncope, endocrine power, unipolar dyspnea, physical exam. Patient is awake, alert, oriented M3, sitting on the chairs, no acute distress, blood pressure 128/70, heart rate 88, respiration 18, pulse ox 97%, head edema, clamocholic, eyes anectaric, no urine discharge. Throat and agitated, neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs are clear, no wheezing, heart test and S2 regular, abdomen is soft, non-tender, biopsy positive, chronic wound, anterior abdominal wall, and that's healing, no discharge noted, dressing is intact, I removed the dressing, there was no discharge noted with a nurse present in the room, extremities, no edema, neuro awake, alert, oriented time 3 to 4, and psychiatry cooperative. Next line, allergies, amoxicillin, ampicillin, latex, monosodium glutamate, social history, no alcohol, no drug abuse. Assessment, patient is admitted with the abdominal pain, unspecified, number two, chronic abdominal wound infection, anterior abdominal wall, completed antibiotic course. Next line, external hemorrhoid. Next line, grade 3 internal hemorrhoid. Next line, depressive disorder. Next line, history of gastric bypass surgery. Next line, previous history of exploratory laparotomy with a chronic anterior abdominal wound. Next line, CKD stage 3. Next line, hypertension. Next and previous history of gastric perforation required surgery. Next and previous history of bowel ischemia required surgery in 2022. HISTI have G2 placement in the past that have been removed, or 18 PO. HISTI of tracheostomy that has been removed and patient recovered. Plan of care will continue all the current medication, PTOT, and nephron core status. Discuss with the patient, patient alert, we enter time 3. Patient want to be full code, and the due most form signed. Thank you.